Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 2nd on Yasmina, Y-A-S-M-I-N-A-H, Mariano, M-A-R-I-A-N-O. Yasmina Mariano is a 26-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-3-21, period. She was standing up on a transporter when it nicked a pole. This caused her to fall off the machine, landing on her right side. Apparently, she did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently, she believed she injured her back and right hand and went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She simply reports she has low back pain and soreness. Apparently, did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the treatment records provided, Ms. Mariano was seen at Concentra on 6-3-21. Period. She related falling off of a machine at work, injuring her right hand and back. Period. She was attempting to change to a clear lane to move her pallets. Apparently, she may have hit a stopper and fell out from a vertical distance of 2 to 3 feet. Period. She underwent x-rays of the right hand to be inserted here. Period. She also underwent x-rays of the lumbar spine. Apparently there was no fracture noted. Apparently she was diagnosed with contusion of the lower back and hand, as well as accidental fall. Apparently she was started on muscle rub external cream and activity modification. Period. She followed up on 6-7-21 when she was feeling better but was still sore and hurting. Period. Medication adjustments were made and she was referred for physical therapy. Period. This was rendered concurrent with her follow-up at Concentra. Period. On 8-23-21. Dr. Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L. Noted Ms. Mariano had a mild injury with prolonged case duration for contusion injury sustained. Apparently she was tolerating full duty. Apparently she missed appointments for physical therapy and the medical follow-up. Apparently she was then released from care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, hands, wrists, elbows normal, lower extremities normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. There was mild tenderness of palpation in the midline at the lumbosacral junction as well as the sacroiliac joints, but there was no spasm or tenderness of the parietal musculature, sciatic notches, iliac crest, or graded trochanters. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 6-3-21. Yasmina Mariano fell from a transporter onto the floor after it may have bumped into another object. Period. She was seen at Concentra the same day. More x-rays of her right hand and lower back were negative for acute abnormalities. Period. She was initiated on appropriate conservative therapeutic measures. Period. She also participated in physical therapy. Period. However, she was somewhat non-compliant in attendance there. Period. This was also the case relative to her subsequent visits at Concentra. Period. As of 8-23-21, she was discharged from care, having already returned to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. The paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Mariano is virtually benign. Period. She has full range of motion of the right upper extremity, including the hand and fingers. There was no tenderness or palpation, and she had intact strength and sensation. There was full range of motion about the lumbosacral spine. Sitting to the point, straight leg raise maneuvers failed to elicit low back or radicular complaints. There was only mild tenderness or palpation in the absence of spasm. Motion in the lumbar spine was full. This case represents 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the right hand or lower back. She has been able to return to a full duty capacity with the insured. She also exercises doing cardio 3 times per week, speaking to her high functionality. End.